Fred Film Radio, 31st International Film Critics Week at the Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival, here with us with Alice Lowe. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
Alice is writer, director and actress in the opening film of the Critics Week. It's called Prevenge.
Correct, yes.
So, why this title, first of all?
The title started off as a bit of a joke, actually, because I wanted to write a film about a pregnant woman who was taking revenge. And I just said, oh, Prevenge. And then it sort of stuck as a title. And actually, the title doesn't seem very serious. It seems like a joke. But actually, some parts of the film are quite serious.
Oh, I'm really serious, yeah.
Yeah. So, serious. I mean, some people were like, are you sure you still want to stick with that title? And I was like, I can't imagine calling it anything else now. Yeah. It began to really stick with the film. And also, these days, I think you have to really think about whether you're... name of your film is Googleable, if you can search it on the internet, and you know, if it's a unique word, it's a bit more memorable. Yeah. It's going to be the first thing that comes up instead of lots of other films that have been made like 20 years ago or whatever.
But actually, you know, for me, I was thinking about Prevenge, like the pre-revenge.
Yes,
like a previous revenge before
someone does something. I know, and that would be a good film as well. It's actually a really good idea, but I didn't think of it in that way. But I think it is a slang term that means that, like taking revenge before the person does the bad thing.
What brought you to that subject? Because, I mean, just to say it, the subject is this pregnant woman is fascinated by a slasher movie and Udgas kill people, basically.
Yes, yeah. So I was pregnant. I was actually pregnant and I had wanted to direct a film and I'd been in development for many years to make a film and nothing was happening and I was getting older and I was, you know, wanting to start a family. So I was pregnant and someone called me and said, do you want to make a film? And I was like, yes, I absolutely do. But there's one problem. I'm having a baby, so I can't do it. And then I went away and I had a little think and I thought, I should not look this opportunity. I should not, you know, dismiss this opportunity. And I came up with the idea of a pregnant character. And they said to me, you have to direct this because it's your thing. And so I did. And luckily my boyfriend...
And how was it to direct being pregnant?
Oh, do you know what? I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I didn't know what to expect, whether I was going to be ill or tired. But luckily, I had loads of good energy, and that was luck, really. But also, you know, I'd worked for a long time on low-budget filmmaking, on producing, and doing lots of different things with film. And so I felt very comfortable. I felt like all my experience had led up to that point. And also, you know, when you're having a baby, it puts a lot of things in perspective. I was like, the film is not that important. The baby is important. So actually, I just was really relaxed.
Well, the baby in the film is really important. She is the drive
to
this woman's actions.
Well, I mean, I felt a kind of responsibility because I don't think there are many films about pregnant women told by a woman, let alone a pregnant woman. So I did feel like it was an important message, and I was kind of trying to show that people's expectations or assumptions or prejudices about pregnant women are wrong sometimes, and they're not just weak, they can be strong as well, even if that's a very negative way of being strong. She is a murderer. But I don't know, as you watch the film, you sort of discover what her motives are, and hopefully you come to sort of like her and understand her, even if you don't approve of what she's doing.
Yeah, the thing is that the movie starts, as you said, as a fun one, you know? And then it turns all of a sudden into a very serious matter, because she is like she's trying to managing her pregnancy with her kids, and it's not a happy place for her, absolutely.
Yeah.
How was your pregnancy? Happier, I hope.
I had a lovely pregnancy. Well, you know, I was keeping busy. I was doing this film. I actually felt really healthy. And when I agreed to do the film, I had so many... they say that the second part of your pregnancy, the middle part, you have loads of good hormones. So I actually felt like I was on drugs all the time. I was like, hi. I was so happy. And I was energetic. I was doing loads of things. And so I had a brilliant pregnancy. But I think before I had the baby, I had a lot of fears of, like, what if this baby changes me? What if it changes my identity? What if I don't get any work in the future? So I think I put all of my fears of pregnancy and childbirth into the film instead of really feeling them in myself. So it's cathartic in that way.
Listen, while you were writing the movie, how did you manage to balance the serious and deep and dramatic part with the fun and slasher and quirky ones?
I mean, it's a difficult one. I mean, I knew when I wrote the script, I knew that I wanted it to have tonal shifts, that it changes, and you're always surprising the audience by now it's sad, now it's scary, now it's funny. So really, to make that work and for it to look intentional instead of just a mess, it took a lot of work in the edit you know, really getting the music right and working with these incredible composers, working with an incredible sound designer to make sure that all of that felt smooth and intentional. And also just making sure that, I don't know, for me, I would like to do more drama, but my experience is in comedy. So comedy is always with me. It's always part of part of my personality. Whereas drama was kind of new for me, and for me, that was an exploration, and I really wanted to prove that I could tell a story that had a bit more depth to it. And I think when you're making a film, you should try and make something that raises questions in people's minds and stays with them, or they rewatch it and get different things from it later on. So I was never going to make a light comedy. I was always going to make something that, you know, had a bit of depth. I think I would be bored anyway. I couldn't make something that was too light. I always, you know, it was a profound time for me. I was going through changes, so I couldn't not put that in the film. That was the truth of what was happening to me, the sort of existential questions that were coming up when you have a baby. That's what I put in the film.
The character you play is, let's say, weird. Since the very beginning.
That's a nice way of saying it.
And the thing is that you understand her weirdness while you go through the movie, because at the very beginning she seems like a crazy woman. Like a lonely and crazy woman.
Yes.
She has like some mind unbalanced, and she just does things like that. And then while you go on, you find out that she had problems, she had dramas, and the pregnancy for her is a big thing.
Yeah.
And the question is that weren't you afraid to give, as a pregnant woman, an image of pregnancy kind of distorted? Did you ever think about that?
I guess so. I mean, I did, but I kind of feel like representations of women in cinema often really frustrate me as an actress, because quite often people think, oh, female characters, they have to be really strong. And when they say strong, they mean sensible, clever, beautiful, thin, good at their job. And it really means that we end up with very boring female characters on screen. And also that makes women afraid to fail. They sort of look at these characters and think, I have to be like this. So I think it's important to show women failing, and women are individuals. You know, this character isn't showing what every pregnant woman is like. It's just one individual person. And I think often when people see women on screen, they think, oh, this is characteristic of all women now. This is talking about all women. But you don't do that with a male character.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't look at Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver and go, this is so negative about taxi drivers.
Yeah, you're right.
You just think it's an individual character. So for me, it's about trying to portray those individual characters that... And, you know, I'm trying to test the audience sympathy. Like, how far can you push them to try to understand a character, even if they don't like her motivations? To me, it doesn't matter if they like her or not.
No, of course not.
It's more that I'm telling her story, and I'm just showing you her story, and it's up to you whether you like her or not.
Well, you just actually liked it a lot, so you must be happy with that.
I'm not complaining about that. If people like the film, that's great, and if they like the character, that's great. But, you know, it's just about making people realise that female characters have to be able to fail as well, and they have to be able to be bad as well as good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Alice.
Thank
you very much for having been with us. Alice Lowe with the film Prevenge at the Critics Week at the Venice Film Festival. I'm Joel Cherubi from Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.